I can guarantee you one thing about your future. You're gonna get fired. That's right. There comes a time in every job where so many circumstances can lead to you getting fired. And I'd like to address some of those tonight. So when the time comes and you're fired, it won't hurt you emotionally that you pick up and keep on going. The first is politics. Let's face it, once you get into a corporation, it's its own fiefdom. There's lots of politics. You could be on the wrong side of politics. You could be caught in the middle of politics. But once you do, chances are you'll get fired. You could also just plain make mistakes. We all make mistakes. Even those perfect employees will make mistakes. And if someone around you doesn't like you, there's a good chance you could get fired. There's also a little thing called the idiot rules. There's always one idiot in every company, and because of that idiot, we have to make 30 or 40 rules. These rules get so deep that sometimes it gets hard to do our jobs, and many times it gets really smart people fired. Now, there may be something called illegal activity. That's right, your company may have a history of it. I know I've been in situations where they ask me to do something well because we've always done it like this in the past. And if you stand up and say, well, I'm not going to do this, this is illegal, you're going to be fired. You must learn to stand up for what you believe in, even if it gets you fired. Now, you may also be asked to do something that colors the gray area. Let's say your boss is having an affair. Well, he's going to expect you to take phone calls from the mistress, cover up things, cover up emails. You can go along with this, or you can say, you know what? It's against my moral code to do such a thing. And you know what that will? That will get you fired. Yes, there's so many reasons that can get you fired, and some of them for being dumb, and some of them for being smart. But you have to decide on your own path. When you look up in the mirror in the morning, do you like what you're seeing back at you? If you do, move forward. Do what's right. You know what? Because if you don't love your job, you're going to get fired. Well, I've been in situations where there's been company takeovers. One company in particular, there were three takeovers. There was chairman versus sub-chairman. Then there was managers versus the new chairman. And then there were top employees and salesmen and assorted managers against the newly ousted now president chairman. Guess what? If you got on the wrong side of any of those fights, you got fired. Sometimes you're going to pick the wrong side. You're going to choose the wrong team, and it's going to get you fired. This happens. It's not the end of the world. Mistakes happen. And sometimes, just plain mistakes happen. I worked for a drug testing company where we got back 3 boxes of drug tests that were bad, which means when they put water in them, they showed that you were taking methamphetamine. Now, these were going out on job sites for people doing construction. We believe we got back all the tests, but maybe we didn't. Maybe 1 or 2 were still out there. So somebody got fired from their job for methamphetamine, and really, they'd done nothing at all. Because mistakes happen, and mistakes get you fired. And you know what? You pick up and move on. It happens. You know, you make good things work, and everybody has to work. You got to work harder and make things better and realize that sometimes in life, things aren't going to go your way no matter how good an employee you are, no matter how much money you make the company, that some days people are going to stand against you, either your morals or just plain because they don't like you. And if you're in the wrong spot at the wrong time, good chances are that most of you will get fired, and that's okay, because you pick up, put your shoes back on, straighten your socks, and go back in and get another job, because it's okay to be fired.